Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
It's Monday. There's a lot to talk about. We gonna get right to it. So before we get everything rolling, we gotta note the fact that Portia's out, but filling in for her is the star of Bravo TV's Married to Medicine and one of the hosts of Sister Circle is the one, the only Quad Web Lunsford. What up?
Hey.
Also, the Brats back in the building. Welcome back.
Hey, y'all. I missed y'all.
And Heidi and Frank, y'all were one more day away before we was gonna call the police.
Okay, we're here.
We're not on the milk carton yet. We're here.
Cool. We had him drawing up the pictures and everything, man.
Okay.
So later on, Serena Williams had one crazy weekend. We're going to definitely talk to that. Plus, did Zac Efron hook up with one of the Spice Girls?
Ooh.
But first, the brawl to settle them all finally happened. Sort of. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj had an epic showdown at a fancy event during New York Fashion Week. And we know the tensions have kind of been bubbling for quite some time. There's been some blibbles thrown back and forth between these two ladies. Well, allegedly, Cardi approached Nicki Minaj to have a nice little civilized talk. And after all that, all hell broke loose. Take a look.
She get the. She looks like she's got a knot on her eyebrow.
When she was trying to get close to Nicki Minaj, her security detail apparently was on it and treated her to a sample elbow, which created that knot.
Ugh.
After the dust settled, Cardi B posted this on her Instagram. She said, "I let you talk big about me and every time you cop the plea, but when you mention my child, you choose to like comments about me as a mother, make comments about my abilities to take care of my daughter. All bets are off."
Okay, let's just keep it real. Nicki never said that. There was a fan who posted that, and Nicki liked the picture.
Exactly.
Nicki never said those words.
I personally hate this as a female MC because it's not enough female rappers already getting enough shine, and these are our two biggest ones right now. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, damn, I don't want them to be, like, beefing.
Now my favorite line from the whole night is, "Bitch, come here." No, I'm staying right here.
So the weekend started off with some tragic news, and we'd like to send our thoughts and prayers out to the family and friends of rapper Mac Miller. He passed away here in Los Angeles on Friday at the age of 26 of a suspected overdose.
So young. Oh my
now,
God.
Now, the trolls online have been blaming Ariana Grande for his death. And,
Which is ridiculous.
Because they recently had broken up, and then she has recently moved on very publicly. So they're saying that might have pushed Mac over the edge. So is there any legitimate reason that the trolls should be blaming Ariana?
Never.
Part of the reason why they broke up was the fact that, like, Ariana was saying that his drug use was a little too out of control. And,
yeah,
like, you know, she didn't want to get bored down by that. You can only give people so much energy.
Sad news no matter matter what.
26 years
and,
old.
Big loss.
Rest in peace, Mac. Well, there has been a big shakeup at CBS over the weekend. Les Moonves, he's been forced to resign because now six new women have come forward with sexual abuse claims. Now, these women, some of the women anyway, claim that Moonves touched them inappropriately, and it gets worse, also forced oral sex.
Which way?
On him. And on CBS This Morning, anchor woman Nora O'Donnell didn't sweep the story under the rug. She spoke directly about the issue. Take a look.
Oh.
This is really hard. It is. This is hard for everybody at CBS News. I haven't talked about this before because when you think about it, I think the most powerful media executive in America has now resigned in the wake of this Me Too movement. And he's my boss. There is no excuse for this alleged behavior. It is systematic and it is pervasive in our culture. And this I know is true to the core of my being. Women cannot achieve equality in the workplace or society until there is a reckoning and a taking of responsibility.
Again, I mean, can you think of any more perfect thing that she could have said? I mean, that was perfect.
Yeah. I love the reckoning yeah. part.
The part that I feel bad about, I mean, Julie may have to go work for BET now, and that's sad. I mean, you know, that's not a good look.
Gary.
No, Gary.
Stop doing that.
Forced oral. I'm still hung up on that. How does that work?
Well, get over here.
You gotta push him down.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe it was short people, and he walked up to him.
And then with their mouths open, short people with their mouths open.
You put it in a hot dog bun.
He'd catch him mid-yawn or something. I don't understand.
Get over here,
looks famished. No.
Later, I'll tell you about a housewife that recently got married, and her dress had people talking. So see you later, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, y'all.
Okay, y'all, there was major drama at the U.S. Open this weekend. 23-time Grand Slam champion Serena Williams had some choice words for umpire Carlos Ramos, and he didn't take too kindly to it. After her loss to 20-year-old Naomi Osaka, Serena called out Carlos for sexism on the court, receiving 3 violations during the tournament. 1 violation for illegal coaching, 1 for breaking her racket, and 1 for verbal abuse. When notified of her first violation, Serena had some choice words for Carlos, y'all. Take a look.
Come on. We don't have any code, and I know you don't know that, and I understand why you may have thought that was coaching, but I'm telling you it's not. I don't cheat to win. I'd rather lose. I'm just letting you know.
It was a coaching violation. I guess it was a...
Oh, Lord.
She looked tense.
She did, but she very politely checked him, you know.
Yeah, but you don't sass a man like that. Then that was a white man she sassed, and that's just a little bit calling too much.
No, she didn't. Are we using the word sass? What time period are we in, Gary?
She just let him know that...
Well, he just got out.
That wasn't happening.
Yeah, she have to respect the rules, though.
She was respectful.
As respectful as you could be in a tense situation.
It was a polite read.
Unfortunately, that was not the end of Serena's words for Carlos. She let him have it again while sitting on the bench, and this is what went down. Check it out.
Attacking my character. Yes, you are. You owe me an apology. You will never, ever, ever be on another court of mine as long as you live. You are the liar. This is not fair. This has happened to me too many times. This is not fair. This is not fair. But to give me a point to lose a game.
Oh, my God. My heart is breaking for her.
Ooh, that make me so...
It's so painful to watch. But to say that is verbal abuse, it's not like she was cursing at him and saying a whole bunch of expletives.
But those words, the way she was harsh, you're going to apologize to me.
And he should have. And even like, bitch, wait on it.
You ain't got an apology.
You know, she should have just took that line down, and she should have confronted him, and she did it in as classy of a way as you can in the heat of a match.
Yeah. And she got a $17,000 fine. Okay, give it a fine, but don't take no point from her in the game. That's what really pissed me off.
And then take another one because you felt that she was being verbally abusive. She wanted an apology because you can't just call somebody a liar or accuse them of cheating.
When you don't know yet,
exactly.
For sure.
But you publicly humiliated this person, so that's why
he publicly humiliated her.
Yeah, but he's the coach. I mean, he's the referee, though, so that's his job.
So Naomi said, "I know everyone was cheering for her, and I'm sorry it had to end like this. It was always my dream to play Serena in the U.S. Open Finals. I'm really grateful I was able to play with you."
Well, she's even said that she loves Serena. She said it herself. She said she loved her, but in her mind,
I'm glad I beat her ass, too, though.
Now, yeah, is this real sportsmanship or what?
And then there has to be someone who is going to take the reins, you know?
She ain't taking the reins, though. Serena, watch this rematch whenever it can happen. Ooh, it's going to be so bad.
See, they should have let her keep the cat suit. She didn't have as much aggression when she was able to wear what she wanted to wear.
See?
She dress weird and you taking points.
All right, up next, Mel B might be a cool game trainer. Honey, but you won't believe, honey, this tea that we're going to tell you about after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
share a night of passion? Well, word on the street is that Zac Efron and Mel B hooked up through an exclusive celebrity dating app. And according to reports, the famous pair exchanged a series of flirty messages, which led to Zac making a late night visit to the singer's house.
Well, that's all right, honey.
That's all right. A source told reporters, Gary, that he ended up driving over to her pad, and they hit it off and spent a few enjoyable hours together. Ooh. But neither of the stars saw their steamy encounter as more than a one-night fling.
I'm not even shocked. Like,
I'm not shocked either.
Zac Efron is Zac Efron.
He's cute as hell, too.
Yeah, he's going to get action regardless.
I mean, how do you guys feel about one-night stands? Is that something you'll do, Gary?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Please, honey, you ain't trying to marry nobody, honey. If you like and I like, we like, let's do it.
Then we like together?
Yeah.
But you go to a hotel and do it.
It depends on where you are, honey. Mm-mm. I mean, if you're in the car, I mean, a station wagon. Red, you ain't a one-night stander.
You so nasty. I'm not a one-night stander. Child, there has to be some type of chemistry, some type
that's
of emotion.
Right, Brad.
And I gotta, not in one day or one night or 1 hour. You might be cute or something, but this, I got to grow and see what you like. You might slice my throat.
You might be never, a little crazy.
So never in your life have y'all had sex with a person you never saw again?
No. I have to have an emotional attachment to you. I need to be able to...
Head crack, what about you?
Nah, I'm one of them people, like, I got to know you. Like,
you want to have an attachment. You want to feel them. You want to understand who they are.
Yeah. You get all that in the one night stand.
No, you need to know that it's not fake. What if you end up liking each other for real, and you did your ass hoping there ain't no one night stand? He's like, no, bye, bitch. That was it for you, dog.
Yeah.
And I've had 20 years to get to know Mel B through her music, so if they happen to shoot an episode of America's Got Talent in Atlanta, I'm just saying.
Maybe he wants you, girl.
I'll slide into your MySpace DM, your Facebook DM.
No,
just to get the relapse going.
Dirty.
All right, moving on. Talk about deadly confessions. Ooh, all right, oh, now, Lord. Former NBA player Jason Maxiell and his former Basketball Wives star Brandi Maxiell appeared on his show, Ayana Fix My Life, to repair their relationship. And let's just say, things went hard left. Now, the former basketball star confessed on the show that he's cheated on his wife with over 50 women while married. Mm-hmm. But it's going to get worse. Take a look.
What difference does it make? Why do you want to know the number?
Just a note.
It's more than 50.
Is that marriage proof?
I'll say yes.
That's a lot of cheating. Like, he running numbers.
He later confessed that the total was more than 300.
Oh, my God.
But what if he got that high number, like, just with threesomes?
So you ended up, like, 3, 6, 9, 12.
Right. That's how his numbers got there quicker. Like, you were threesomes.
Well, all right, y'all. So now listen, on Friday. Now, we played a clip, honey, of you on Sister Circle blasting your husband from Ben, honey, in the club because he was dancing with another woman.
If you want to live single, you got to do the work to be single. Hear me what I say when I say it to you, Dr. G. If you want to be single, you're living single right now with your trips and everything. But let me tell you this. If you want to be single, do the paperwork so you can be single. Mine's is in. Let's go.
I just wouldn't, I don't know, I wouldn't have just told anybody. I would have just kept it to myself. I wouldn't have said nothing about it. I wouldn't have, you know.
Right. I told my other sisters that married to me, on the Marriage to Medicine, that shared the cast Marriage to Medicine with me. And listen, we were in Antigua, you know, conversations, you know, got a little steamy, and it is what it is. I said what I said, and that's what I saw him do, and why would I lie about it? It's amazing to me how women, we will lie to protect a man. Why?
What,
would you lie to protect your man, Gary?
If I had one, I probably would.
Okay.
But anyway, Qua, but before we go to commercial, honey, remind everybody, honey, now where they can watch all of your shows.
Sister Circle is on TV One weekdays at 12 o'clock noon. Married to Medicine is on Bravo on Sundays. Of course, make sure you check them both out. Also, don't go anywhere because John Legend made history yesterday, and we'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Yeah. Welcome.
Now, John Legend is officially a legend, especially in Hollywood. Last night, he received his Emmy Award for Jesus Christ Superstar live in concert, becoming the first black man to join the EGOT category.
Yeah, John.
Now, for those who ain't hip and don't know what EGOT stands for, it means Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. So he's living it up.
That's right. He is not ordinary people anymore.
Nah, he's breaking it up.
Okay?
Ooh. But, yo, it gets even iller. He wasn't the only one who got an Emmy. Tiffany Haddish snagged one of those Gold Angels for a guest spot on Saturday Night Live. Ron Cephas Jones got his for This Is Us. And Samira Wiley grabbed one for The Handmaid's Tale.
Nice.
And Mr. Pimp Down himself, Cat Williams, took home his first award for his guest spot on Atlanta. And I said, when that
you
show
did.
Came on,
you did.
I was like, yo, Cat Williams is going to get an Emmy.
You
he did such a good job that you really believed it. You know, John Legend, you expect him to pull this off.
Of course.
Tiffany Haddish, apparently she's like God's favorite.
Yeah.
Samira Wiley is great. But like, this is a hell of a comeback.
It really is.
Cat Williams.
Yeah.
Emmys this time around are so black, man. We are like one more nomination away from getting this like simulcast on BET.
Right. I hope not, though. We can't blacken up the Emmys like that, don't they? Just keep it the way it is.
What's wrong with you and black people? What is happening?
You ain't no girl Gary. He's a white woman from Martha's Vineyard.
That's like
on that white shirt. Talking about some This Is America. Well, y'all, this story comes as no surprise. The Kardashians have more drama. Poor Scott Disick felt Kourtney's wrath last night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. All the drama started when Kourtney FaceTimed Kim, sobbing about Scott introducing their three kids to his girlfriend, Sophia Richie, saying, "We agreed to wait until after the new year."
Women always do that.
But that's not it, y'all. Scott called Mama Chris and revealed Kourtney said to him, "You're a joke. You don't care."
What the hell?
Well, I mean, yo, is Kourtney overreacting? I mean, Scott and Sophia have been dating since 2017. So do y'all think she's being controlling or no?
Well, was it late 2017 or was it early 2017?
It feels early.
Do we know?
Mid-May.
Was it in May or something?
It don't matter what 17. It was 2017. Hell, she's screwing that little young guy she was with. The children met him.
See, so what's the difference?
Like,
so,
this should be a double standard.
You gotta call a spade a spade.
Like, you know, like the guy and the woman should know when it's cool to bring somebody new around. Like, I mean, sometimes people be so promiscuous and so busy that there's a bunch of people that the kids are meeting, but you kind of know who's cool to bring around your kids, and you shouldn't have somebody else dictating when you feel comfortable to do it.
But then I think she probably upset, though, because she's black. You got this little black bitch over here, honey, with these kids, because you know, she's the only one that got a black man in the family. So you just never know.
Hashtag make America hate again.
I mean, you just never know.
His shirt, This Is America.
She's the only one that doesn't have a black man. So, you know, she probably didn't want that black woman at her house. But anyway, y'all, up next, Denise Richards, honey. Yes, Miss Denise Richards just ride off into the sunset, honey, with a new man. Ooh. More on this when we come back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Denise Richards is a married woman again. She recently got hitched over the weekend to Aaron Phipers. The whirlwind wedding took place this past weekend. And, of course, the cameras were rolling because she just joined the cast of
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's right.
Of course, you know, Denise's ex-husband is Charlie Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Aaron was married to one of the cast members of Desperate Housewives, Nicolette Sheriff.
That's right. They were married, I think, for 3 years or something.
They got divorced. Actually, their divorce finalized 2 weeks ago. Great job,
I know.
Honey.
What the hell?
Seriously, take some time.
Hey, Frank,
but it is Denise Richards. I mean,
you would, in a heartbeat, marry her.
Do you think there's some overlap there? Like, you know,
well,
they were quite divorced. He just didn't take 2 weeks, met her, and all of a sudden it's a whirlwind, and I love you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. This is her second wedding, so I kind of dig it that she's not going, like, full traditional.
And he went super cash as well. I mean, he even tucked his shirt in. I mean,
no.
You figure. But congratulations to the couple. I mean, I'm hoping it lasts forever.
Me too.
I think the Infinity symbol that was part of the stage where they got married is a little bit overstretching.
Maybe we cut a little notch in that.
Maybe, yeah, let's get to go either way.
Yeah. Is there a giant maybe symbol?
Or the emoji.
Infinity candle.
Or this emoji.
Yeah. Maybe.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.